This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1647. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program. On this edition, recorded December 13th, Angola, Antarctica, Bahrain, Bhutan, Brazil, Cambodia, Canada, China, Cook Islands, Diego Garcia, Ecuador, Eritrea, Germany, Indonesia, Ireland, Israel, Kashmir, Korea South, Madagascar, Marshall Islands, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Pridnestrovia, Russia, Rwanda, Sarawak, Somalia, Spain, Tibet, UK, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Remember, there used to be a Catholic shortwave station in Angola called Radio Ecclesia. It's been off shortwave for many years, and we weren't really expecting it to come back, but now it's official. There's a report about this in Anglo Noticias, sent on to us by Yumber Gaviria, and in Hardcordiax, summarized in English by Fernando de Souza Ribeiro in Portugal. In an interview to the Luanda newspaper, O País, Quintino Candangi, director of the Angolan Catholic broadcaster, Radio Ecclesia, said the church in Angola renounces the intention of transmitting on shortwave again. Instead, the Bishops' Conference of Angola in São Tomé decided to ask the government for the creation of regional radios on a diocesan basis on FM only. Bad news for the Xers, and especially for millions of Angolans who do not live in the main towns of that vast country. In the Condishlis, Horacio Negro in Uruguay says he's been in contact with Dr. Juan Carlos Luján, president of the Marambio Foundation. It seems he was involved with the original establishment of LRA 36 in Antarctica. So what's the situation now? Well, he says they are making sporadic tests, but no further details about any schedule, so I guess there isn't any. We can only keep tuning to 15476, hoping to catch it before perhaps they resume regular broadcasts in February. In the NASFA flash sheet, Jim Ronda in Tulsa reports presumed Radio Bahrain on 9745, December 3rd at 2240 in Arabic, with some voiceovers and music, casual conversation, but he could not get an ID at 2300. 9745. Ron Howard in California reports BBS Bhutan presumed 20 hertz above 6035, December 11th at 1219, mixing with PBS Yunnan, China, but it went off the air a few minutes later, confirmed by Jim Young in Oregon. BBS, at least on that date, went off at 1228 UT. Dave Hughes in Kansas City had an interesting experience trying to contact Radio Nacional de Amazonia 11780. His emails kept bouncing, and then he tried a feedback thing on their website and did get a reply from that from an intern at the Associated TV station, Diana. In English, she asked him to send a video of his reception to broadcast on their program. But then when he tried to reply to her, there were bounces again. Some Brazilian news from Célio Romay's blog. According to an official in Acre about Cruzeiro do Sul, via Adalberto Marques de Azevedo, these two stations are active, Radio Integração on 4765, and Rádio Verdes Florestas on 4865. Also, Daniel Oliveira reported there's another active Brazilian frequency which is not in the New World Radio TV Handbook, 5015, Rádio Brasil Tropical in Cuiabá, Mato Grosso. It relays Rádio Cultura AME from the same city. Other lists give the name of the 5015 station as Rádio Cultura Cuiabá. DX Remix News Bulgaria gives us the schedule of two clandestines for Cambodia, both via Palau, known as HBN, on 9960 with 100 kilowatts aimed due west. And they're at the same time. It depends on which day of the week you hear which station. 12 to 13 UT. It's Khmer Post Radio on Tuesday through Friday and the Khmer People's Power Movement on Saturdays through Mondays. Tom Taylor reminds us that an odd station with an address in Canada and perhaps originating there, Radio City, the station of the cars, has a monthly broadcast via IRRS via Romania on the third Saturday. It's 19 to 20 UT on 7290. And they also have a weekly broadcast every Saturday on medium wave via Radio Mercurs in Latvia, 1485 at 20 to 21 UT. Ron Howard in California reports the voice of Taiwan Strait News Radio. Saturday, December 8th, 1510 to 1530 UT, with their English program, which had already started, I guess, at the top of the hour, Focus on China. It was about relations between China and other countries, with some interference from India. That's 4940. Walt Somnu from Victoria, B.C. has been on another radio adventure, visiting the Cook Islands. His reports about broadcasting there and what he was able to hear from the Cook Islands, including KRVN 880 Nebraska, are in the new DX Listening Digest under DX Expeditions number 12-50 via worldofradio.org. Ron Howard notes that AFN Guam continues to be off the air as of December 11th, nothing heard on 5765 USB. That leaves one AFN station still on shortwave, although we don't know whether Guam is off permanently. The one in Diego Garcia is 4319 USB. He was hearing that December 11th from 1312 to 1321 with no interference at all, with pop and rap songs, until the strong interference started up at 1321. We've been wondering what became of HCJB's Arabic service, which used to be on 12025 summer and winter at 21 to 2145 UT, also in a North African dialect. But that was the frequency when Sackville was available. Now Wolfgang Büschel in BCDX says the current frequency is 7335 via Wolverton, UK. Steve Calver in the UK was hearing something on 7160, December 6th at 1530. Not only some talk, but some music, so not an amateur, but what is it? Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea? Yes, says Wolfgang Büschel. He measured at 11 hertz below 7160 at 1711. And no Ethiopian white noise jamming at the moment. However, Eritrea jumps around at different frequencies, so you may not hear it again on 7160. In communication from the British DX Club, Aaron Lund Peterson, DX Window, is quoted that XVRB, the Music Museum in Germany, will make its final shortwave broadcast Sunday, December 16th at 0930 to 1000 on 6045 via Vertaktl. According to their website, www.xvrb.org. Here in deep North America, we continue to have close to zero signal from Voice of Indonesia, slightly below 9526, when we'd like to hear their English broadcast at 13 UT. However, on December 7th, John Hode in Kent monitored them on and off for several hours, 100 hertz below 9526, with the following languages. At 13 English, 14 Indonesian, 15 Chinese, 16 Arabic, 17 Spanish, 18 German, and English again at 19 to 20 UT. He reported to the British DX Club. I was wondering what was the quality. He says modulation levels were fair to good, with speech at times a little distorted and a hum all the time. Signal strength at best 40 over 9, at times down to only S5. Saturday, December 8th at 2043, I was listening to WRMI on 9955 and heard a news report about North Korea from KBS World Radio. That was, of course, a relay of WRN to North America, but KBS isn't supposed to start there until 2100. It turns out I was really listening to an hour called Window on Asia, which comes from the news agency in Indonesia with the strange alphanumeric name KBR68H. In fact, checking the WRN schedule, I see that Asia Calling to North America is scheduled four times a day for 1 hour each. That is, on Saturdays and Sundays. It's a weekly program at 07, 11, 16, and 20. and it's available at least at 20 on Saturdays on shortwave via WRMI. Stefan Shaw of HCJB Germany tells us, December 10th, that for the last few weeks there were problems relaying Life FM from Ireland overnight, but now he's fixed the problem, so it's back on 3995 from 2330 to 0400 UT. But keep in mind that it's a 1 kilowatt transmitter, according to WRTH. DX Remix News Bulgaria tells us, as of December 12th, Israel Radio has changed the frequency for its only remaining shortwave broadcast, the one in Farsi, at 15 UT, for a sesqui hour on weekdays, 1 hour on Fridays and Saturdays. We'd been hearing it well way over here in North America on 15760, but now that's been replaced by 9985, along with the other one which continues, 13850. Unfortunately for us, both of those are only 5 kilohertz from WWCR. Checking out WRMI's latest program grid update of December 7th, I see that Israel Radio happens to be on shortwave again via WRMI 9955, the 15-minute English broadcast, in fact, at 0530 to 0545 UT, Tuesday through Saturday. Again, that's from WRN. Ron Howard in California says, at least once during the DX season, I hope to hear this from start to finish. Today was the day, December 10th. All India Radio Kashmir, Srinagar on 4950. Open carrier at 0109. At 0118, the AIR interval signal and the national song, Vande Mataram. There were segments of talking, reciting the Quran, subcontinental music, and indigenous chanting and singing, and suddenly off at 0210 UT. There were no transmitter problems today. Reception was poor to occasionally fair. For me, I already consider this DX season a success. In deep North America, it's very hard to hear KBS World Radio in English from South Korea since they gave up relays to us. However, something possible only around the solstice, I was hearing the relay via the UK on 3955 December 8th, closing at 2230. That's only the half-hour broadcast instead of the full hour in English, but as Alan Rowe points out, it includes their worldwide friendship program at 2210 on Saturdays. Madagascar reported by Ron Howard on exactly 6135 December 9th with a threshold level carrier from 1452 until off at 1500. It had been on 6135.19, but nothing heard there on that date. He thinks the other frequency, 5010, is currently silent. However, on December 12th, Martin Throat in the Netherlands found Radio Madagascar back on 6135.18 in the morning at 0312 UT, a carrier in the clear, as soon as Radio Santa Cruz Bolivia had closed on 6134.81. No Marshall Islands broadcasts on shortwave, and hearing medium wave 1098 is very difficult. But David Koenig of intervalsignals.net reports there's now a live webcast from Radio Marshall's V7AB, which is 1098 medium wave and FM. You can find it at their website, rimajol.com. The broadcasting hours are 1800 to 1130 UT, more or less. This time of year, it should be possible to hear some Myanmar morning broadcasts, more or less by gray line, in our North American evenings, such as on 7110. December 8th at 0122, I was getting a barely audible carrier, and it's the only broadcaster in the world known on this frequency, but I should have tuned in earlier, closer to sunset here. Sunrise there was around midnight UT. In fact, Ron Howard in California was hearing Tazin Radio 7110 relaying Kachin Radio programming December 10th at midnight 20 to midnight 44 in vernaculars. Also reported by Dan Sheedy in California and Harold Sellers in British Columbia. That was on December 10th into 11th, starting at 2357. Following an agreement to put some VOA programming on Myanmar radio, Ron Howard in California confirms that on 5985.83, December 12th at 1539 to 1553, a segment of VOA Special English about the Ringling Brothers Circus and the Grand Canyon. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1647. Our website brings you a lot more information. Check the archive of DX Listening Digests at worldofradio.org. Thanks this week for financial support from several people I'll be acknowledging from week to week, starting this time with Andy Reid in Ontario, who sent a contribution in Canadian dollars, no problem for PayPal to convert them to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. Around solstice, North Americans have a chance of hearing Europeans quite late into the mornings, even on 49 meters. Craig Christ in Virginia reports what is otherwise rather rare reception of mighty KBC via Vectoctal Germany on 6095. Sunday, December 2nd at 0900 UT with their trucker programming, which is different from the ones they've been broadcasting at midnight UT Sundays. However, there was terrible interference from Dr. Gene Scott Anguilla, 6090, starting at 0958, but he could still hear the mighty KBC until it went off at 1050. On December 10th, I heard the final program for this year of Mailbox from RNZI. Adrian Sainsbury said they would be off until January 21st. Sven Martinsen sends us the latest schedule for low-power medium-wave tests from Norway on 1314 kHz with the call signs LKB slant LLE, actually known as Bergen Kringkaster. Here are the times, and they differ from day to day. Saturday, December 15th, 0730 to 10 UT. Wednesday, 19th, 15 to 1630. Saturday, 22nd, 730 to 10. Actually, they are the same, depending on whether they're Wednesday or Saturday through December 29th. In case anyone is still confused about the schedule for English broadcasts from Radio PMR Pridnestrovia on 7290, I've confirmed by monitoring that the 2200 English program, which is the best time for us in North America, airs UT Sundays through Thursdays, not Monday through Friday. Via KimAndrewElliott.com, a report December 13th from Sergei in Moscow about the Radio Liberty situation. RIA Novosti reported that Radio Liberty's new Russian director, Masha Gessen, wants to move away from news to analytical materials. She's quoted by RIA as saying, "I believe it was a mistake for RL to focus its efforts on news programming in recent years." Sergei says RL has no news programming in local mornings anymore except for short bulletins on the hour, probably since morning news shows were prepared mostly in Moscow. The first original one-hour news broadcast goes on the air at local noon on weekdays, then at 4 and 8 p.m. They seem to have stopped any call-in guest programs that were so prominent in recent years. RL gave up its svoboda.news.ru site and returned to its old address, svoboda.org. For now, the new site looks less appealing. It's very limited and provides no news updates. I'm sure it's lost most of its audience in recent months. The good news is that RL's shortwave broadcasts targeting European Russia are heard loud and clear in Moscow. I guess it's much easier to find a clear frequency these days, and I don't think the shortwave service will last for too long. Curiously, VOA, WRN, and FEBC continue broadcasting on the AM dial in Moscow, which leads me to conclude that Radio Liberty's quitting AM in Moscow had little to do with the Russian authorities. RL just needed a good excuse to abandon it. BBC and DW quit their AM channels in Moscow earlier with a more honest explanation, the lack of an AM audience in the city. VOA still carries its clandestine 30-minute Russian broadcast on weekdays at 5 p.m. Moscow time. In the absence of Spain from 6055 after English is over at 0100, Ron Howard in California reports being able to hear Radio Rwanda, presumed on 6055, December 10th at 0304 to 335, with slow-tempo African music and songs. It was very weak, couldn't make out the language, but nice to finally hear them in this time period. There was also co-channel from another station at 0335. Then on December 12th, he found them signing on at 0306 after an open carrier with slow-tempo African music and songs during the following half hour, and was still heard at 0435 when he tuned out. They were in French or vernacular at that time. It should be heard on a semi-regular basis as long as Spain is not on 6055. The new clandestine for Sarawak, Radio Free Kenyalang, continued to be unheard after a few days of testing on 15650. That is until December 13th, when Ron Norton of Nexus IBA spread the word that they would be testing to Southeast Asia December 13th from 13 to 15 UT on 17815, although he never mentioned it would be Radio Free Kenyalang. But that's what several listeners heard when tuning into that frequency, including yours truly, just before the IRRS sign-off at 1459 UT. It was supposed to be 300 kilowatts, and the reception even over here was very good, leading us to conclude the transmitter site was Romania. Although reception was quite good to the west, where it's not intended, how would reception be to the east, where it has to penetrate into darkness? Lim Kwetian in Jakarta says he heard it at 1340 UT. Strong signal and good reception on 17815. And Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria concludes also that the transmitter site is Tiganeshti, Romania, using 300 kilowatts at 100 degrees. And he thinks the 15650 test earlier of Radio Free Kenyalang was via Tashkent. DX Remix News Bulgaria reports the schedule for the clandestine to Somalia Radio Horio, XORIYO, as follows. At 16 to 1630 UT on Tuesdays and Saturdays via Issoudun, France, 17630. At the same hour, 16 to 1630 Mondays and Fridays on a different frequency, 17870, via a secret transmitter site. Steve Handler in Illinois in the NASPA group heard the Monday broadcast on 17870, and he thinks the site is Bulgaria. Not only has Spain resumed the English hour to North America at midnight UT on 6055, but also English to Europe, now confirmed by Dave Kenny of the British DX Club. The previous time on Saturdays and Sundays only at 2200 UT, heard on 6125, as well as the weekday broadcasts at 19 UT on 9665. Also confirmed by Alan Rowe. Ron Howard reports the Holy Tibet program in English, now 1 hour long. Tuned in at 1606 UT December 8th and heard until 1700 on 6200. Included many IDs and even a weather report, something he had not heard before. In communication of the British DX Club, Alan Pennington reports the former BBC World Service transmitter site at Rampisham, England, is now up for sale. After the final shortwave transmissions were made from there at the end of October last year, it was mooted as being mothballed, but it is now available to buy via Lambert Smith Hampton as a former radio transmission site, including 35 towers and one stayed mast, but no mention of transmitters, which have presumably been removed, but to where? The website is www.lsh.co.uk. You can search on Rampisham. And there's a PDF giving full details, for which I have created a tinyearl.com. And I'll give the seven letters phonetically. They are all lowercase after the slash. Bravo, whiskey, kilo, November, November, Zulu, uniform. Mark Morgan, N8QIK in Cincinnati, emailed me December 9th at 1743, hearing a strange repeating message on 12045 a.m. since 17 UT. It sounds like they're saying fast streaming audio milking off Bedford for all it's worth. This was very weird. I got a recording of it and put it on our website. Quality is rather poor, but you can listen and see what you think they're saying at www.w4uvh.net/12045.rm. The only thing scheduled in this hour on that frequency, according to the Alki list, is Ibra Radio from Sweden with their Arabic program called Radio Ibrahim via Wolverton, UK. So I suspect it was another anomaly from Babcock Master Control in London. And the next day at 17:29, they were not on the air, but came on at 17:30 with the regular Arabic program. George McClintock tells me that WTWW is having to make another frequency change. The U.S. Army objects to their being on 9990 with transmitter 2. So the most likely replacement is 9905, perhaps starting Monday, December 17th. That's between 20 and midnight UT, but it could be expanded further into the morning hours when there's more programming to add. This is also good news, of course, for listeners to WWV on 10,000, which has only 10 kilowatts and was often overwhelmed by the much stronger signal from 9990. Now we only have to cope with the much stronger signal from WWCR on 9980. Kim Elliott has been carrying out some digital text tests via the mighty KBC in Bulgaria and also on WRMI. My comment is, we've got enough extraneous noise already inside the shortwave broadcast bands. DRM racket, utility intruders from single sideband to any kind of digital mode, jamming, distorted FM spurs. We don't need any more non-AM, non-speech or music. By all means, try digital text, slow scan TV if you like, but put them and DRM too in the fixed utility bands where they belong. Kim Elliott has this response, or pre-sponse. I am also partial to amplitude modulation, but in this modern age, many people are using text to send and receive information. If we can demonstrate that text via shortwave can be a useful substitute when the internet is disrupted by dictators or disasters, most recently in Syria, then we will have provided a good reason not to dismantle shortwave transmitting sites. Well, Kim, I agree, that is a worthy objective. Wolfgang Büschel reports that the Voice of Vietnam's Vietnamese hour to North America at 0430 UT has moved to 6175 via WHRI. They started out on 7345 via Wolverton, UK, which the last time I heard it was coming in just fine. Here's an intriguing ID from Jerry Linneman in Waco, Texas on 3380 December 7th at 10:45 UT, operatic music, and then something in Spanish fading out around 11:10 UT. Could it be Centro Radio Imbabura in Ecuador, listed on 3380, and in the handbook as inactive, but still listed as possibly reactivating? No other reports of it yet. It was last heard 5 years ago. Another possibility is a second harmonic of 1690, so check 3380. Via Dario Monferini, the propagation outlook from Prague, December 13th. Active to disturbed geomagnetic field, December 17th, 20th, 21st, January 5th and 6th, with a positive storm phase expected on the 20th. Quiet to active on the 28th. Quiet to unsettled on the 14th, 16th, 22nd, 25th, 30th and 31st. Otherwise, quiet to mostly quiet. And that's World of Radio number 1647. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.